Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we are back. And I got to say, I forgot to tell you folks earlier that tonight, donations of $50 or more, donation of $50 or more, you get two CDs and the Bible Answer book. But you got to ask for them. You got to say, listen, I'm donating $50 or more, but I want the books, because if you don't ask for the book and the CDs, we won't send them to you. But anyhow, that's the special tonight. Two CDs. It's a $75 value, and it's going to be only for a donation of $50 tonight. So we definitely need to hear you. And there's a lot of songs on those CDs. In fact, it's John McTernan's favorite. Hey, John, guess who got out of jail today?
Yes, I can see his face, and I just can't.
He looks just like Peter
Trump on the economy.
Yeah. He looks just like Peter Navarro.
That's who it is.
That's right. And he got out, and so we're going to hear from
Pastor Ernie. Yeah. Back in the days when there was the old mafia, and of course now there's so many different groups, but it used to be an honor, a badge of honor. You know, this I did 5 years. The feds got me for this, and I did 5 years. Now it's with like Trump's supporters and Trump's people. Hey, I did 5 months, 8 months, 2 years. You know, under Biden's regime, it's amazing how corrupt that system is. Totally, they've totally abused it. The legal system.
Absolutely corrupted. All right. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. I didn't get your last message, Style. But, okay. But anyhow, we have, again, can we get someone to match Beverly for 300? Let's match Wendy for 300. All righty. We're going to go and listen to Peter Navarro. He's got something to do. Well, he's going to comment on what you just said, John. Be right back.
I think you just, okay. Folks just want to know if you can see my MAGA tattoo I got there. Yes, indeed. This morning I did walk out of a federal prison in Miami. Joe Biden and his Department of Injustice put me there. Tonight, I'm here with you in this beautiful city of Milwaukee. I've got a very simple message for you. If they can come for me, if they can come for Donald Trump, be careful, they will come for you. If we don't control our government, their government will control us. If we don't control all three branches of our government, legislative, executive, and judicial, their government will put some of us, like me and Steve Bannon, in prison and control the rest of us. Here's how it went. Here's how I got in prison. The legislative branch came for me first. Your favorite Democrat, Nancy Pelosi, created your favorite committee, the Sham January 6th Committee, which demanded that I violate executive privilege. What did I do? I refused. The J6 committee demanded that I betray Donald John Trump to save my own skin. I refused. Here's the thing about the Constitution. They demanded that I break the law because they have no respect for it. I refused. And a Democrat majority in the House then voted to hold me in contempt. All right, what happened next? The next jackboot to drop was the executive branch. Another one of your favorite Democrats, Democrat Attorney General Merrick Garland, There's a winner. Him and Jack Smith indicted and prosecuted me for criminal contempt of Congress. Now, here's what's weird about it. It's something that Democrat prosecutors refuse to do against one of their own, including two guys with blood on their hands, Eric Holder and Alejandro Mayorkas, the great border czar, right? They've actually gotten people killed for decades. For decades, the Department of Injustice right now, the Department of Justice policy stated, hear me out on this, if Congress slaps a subpoena on a senior White House advisor like me, the advisor's duty is to politely tell them to go pound sand. That's exactly what I did. So far we got two branches, legislative and executive. The judicial branch delivered the final blow. Just as, here's another favorite of yours, just as Democrat Judge Juan Marchand, you know this guy, did to Donald John Trump in his Manhattan kangaroo court, another Democrat judge, a guy named Ahmed Maida, keep your eye on this guy, Ahmed Maida, Obama appointee, they stripped me of every possible defense, and then what? Just like in Manhattan with Donald Trump, they threw me to the wolves of an anti-Trump jury in where? The D.C. swamp. They convicted me. They jailed me. Guess what? They did not break me. And they will never break Donald Trump. They will never break Donald Trump. All right. Now.
We've caused the death of a lot of people here in this country. The people he brought in, horrible, horrible things have happened because of him. What do you think?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I've lost. I just hear your voice now, but I lost it, so... Could you repeat what you said?
What he was saying, what Peter Navarro was talking about, Eric Holder and Mariakas are responsible for people dying. Eric Holder gave guns to the drug cartels, and they killed Border Patrol agents with it. Mariakas brought in all of these pedophiles, these murderers, into the country, and they killed and raped. How many people have they killed and raped already?
Untold numbers.
Yeah. And so, Bob and Lori, is that right? B&B in Ohio. Oh, Bob and Lori in Michigan pledged 100. B&B in Ohio pledges 400. And L in Ohio pledges 20, and T pledges 50. And so, there you go, 888. 281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Let's listen, because Navarro's got some more to say. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Make no mistake, they're already coming for you. Joe and Kamala, they threw out the woke blue carpet across the Rio Grande, opened our borders to what? Murderers and rapists. When Donald Trump said it, thank you for saying that, when Donald Trump said murderers, rapists in 2016, they go, oh, racist, whatever. We read the papers. It's murderers and rapists. Murderers and rapists, drug cartels, human traffickers, terrorists, Chinese spies, and a whole army of illiterate illegal aliens stealing the jobs of black, brown, and blue-collar Americans. They put them right on your front doorstep.
Right.
Now, here's another thing Joe Biden did. You got to love this, the green new scam. We're in the heart here in Milwaukee, around all this. This is where the auto industry, that new scam is destroying our industry, leaving us at the mercy of the battery factories in Shanghai and slave labor in the Congo. Biden inflation. You're going to hear a lot of this because it's so friggin' true. Biden inflation is coming after what's left of your savings and eating your wages. And the Democrats, here's the thing. I'm sitting in prison thinking about this. It just eats at me. As the Democrats come for your kids, they're indoctrinating them with poisonous attitudes on race and gender. And here's the thing. When politics fails, the investigations and prosecutions begin. They did it to me. They're going to do it to Trump. But hear me out. They've also done it to Catholics, pro-life activists, and parents. Parents who are just standing up for the kids at school board meetings. This is a tale of two Americas, and you know it wasn't this way when Donald Trump was president. I remember the days I was there. In Trump's America, you were safe and our borders were secure. In Trump's America, you were more prosperous and you didn't have to choose between what? Food on the table, medicine in the cabinet, and a roof over your head. And in Trump's America, you didn't have to worry about being locked up for disagreeing with the government. I went to prison so you won't have to. I am your wake-up call. All right, this is where I'm going to have fun now, because I'm going to leave you now with the last three words, the last three words my beautiful fiance said when I left that morning for prison. They weren't, "I love you." That was a given. She simply said, "We got this. We got this."
Thank you all very much.
You know, John, when he said, we have a fellow right now here, just in the other room, who's at manning the telephones, Pastor Richard Lewis. He spent 10 years in prison for disagreeing with the government. They came after me. They were going to get me in the middle of the night and do what they did to the others. They come in, they break down your door, they take your computers, they close your bank accounts, whatever, so you can't defend yourself. And that's what they had planned on doing. But I got tipped off by God's grace. The good Lord tipped me off. And I didn't wait for them to come for me. I went down and confronted Judge Marcus and Dan Caceres right in a courtroom. I took a dozen men with me. I want witnesses. And they changed their mind because they got caught, okay? But like he says, this is lawfare that you have out there, folks. It is completely corrupt, totally corrupted. And John, just the thought of having the FBI investigate the attempted assassination of President Trump, is that the fox in the hen house or not?
Yeah, that's Hitler starting an investigation towards anti-Semitism.
Yeah, that'd be a good analogy. It's amazing. But
Pastor Ernie, it's like almost not real. I mean, all these trumped up phony charges on Trump, I mean, we see through it. They go ahead with it anyways. This whole thing now, I mean, everything that they're doing is fraudulent, and it doesn't seem to matter. They go through with it anyways. They're intent on using this power they have. They're showing the whole nation towards it, and now this assassination attempt, you can see through it, Pastor Ernie. This was sort of like wide open. This guy was somehow recruited by them. That's what I believe. And that this was a setup. The Secret Service was involved in it.
I'm looking right now at a document put out, but this is the FBI. The Biden regime's Defense Department has an unprecedented step by categorizing pro-life organizations as terrorist organization. Here I'm looking at this. On this group is the National Right to Life. They're you know, and the big poster saying "Protect the Light" from 1968. Here, they're listed. Also, Operation Rescue. You know, I was a part of both of those. Here, they say the anti-abortion or right to life organizations are listed here. Demonstrators and protesters, mass demonstrators, life chain people. I organized a life chain from year after year after year. The truth display, people that are sidewalk counselors, they have listed. This is Biden's regime's Defense Department has listed all of us as we're on an anti-terrorist list. Can you believe that?
Yes, we are. They loathe us, Pastor Ernie. They hate us like the Nazi hated the Jews. Pastor Ernie, it's like a religious sacrament to abort your baby to these people.
It is. That's what they. It's like a sacrifice to Satan, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's like sacrificing the children to Moloch in the Old Testament. This is they'll protect this at all costs, Pastor Ernie. So we enrage them. Look at the lens they're going through, Pastor Ernie.
I got it. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. This is an article here. Joe Biden sat down, you remember last week, with Lester Holt to discuss the assassination attempt against President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States. And here, Holt asked Biden if he had heard from the director of the Secret Service, who happens to be Kimberly Cheadle. And so Biden says, yes, I have heard from him. He didn't even know she's a woman, right? But not only that, but she's, you know how she got her position? She was qualified to head up the Secret Service because she was working for Coca-Cola, or not Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, for Pepsi. What do you think?
The Secret Service, Pastor Ernie, the way that I knew it years ago was more, you want kind of a military mentality there. You know, you want a strong military background and not someone that ran Coca-Cola.
Okay, so you don't think that these little 5'2" women who can't even holster their guns are the best candidates for Secret Service?
Well, when Trump is, what is Trump, 6'4"? He's a big
6'2".
Man. 6'2"? I thought it was more than that. But he's 6'2", and the women guarding him come up to, you know, maybe somewhere around his neck. Below.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a perfect headshot. So if the first shot doesn't get you and they're surrounding him, there's his head sticking up out of the crowd.
Now, his son, I believe, is 6'6". Trump's son. He's a big boy.
Yeah, he is very tall. He is. I don't know. Yeah, 6'6" or more, Pastor, and he is really tall.
Yeah. Would you want to? Would you like to hear a little bit from your governor there, Greg Abbott?
Sure.
Okay. He's got something to say about all this too. Why don't you bring Mr. Abbott up?
Thank y'all very much. Come on, let's go. As governor of the largest border state, the great state of Texas, I can tell you, America needs a president who will secure our border. America needs Donald J. Trump. The president's most sacred duty is to secure our country. Donald Trump fulfilled that duty by eliminating illegal immigration. Under President Trump, we had the lowest illegal border crossings in about four decades. By contrast, however, Joe Biden deserted his duty. On his first day in office, he gutted President Trump's policies. And the result has been catastrophic. Under Joe Biden, illegal immigration has skyrocketed. Under his watch, around 11 million immigrants have crossed our border illegally. That's more than the entire population of Michigan. It's twice the population of Wisconsin. Biden has welcomed into our country rapists, murderers, even terrorists. And the price that we have paid has been deadly. Among the many victims was 12-year-old Jocelyn from Houston, Texas, raped and murdered by two illegal immigrants. She's one of thousands whose lives have been destroyed by Joe Biden's open border policies. To make matters even worse, Biden is even fighting tooth and nail to stop Texas and other Republican states from securing our own borders. I deployed thousands of National Guard soldiers to build hundreds of miles of razor wire barriers. Give it up for our National Guard. They built those barriers to stop illegal crossings. When Joe Biden ordered to cut that razor wire, I ordered the National Guard to triple the razor wire on the border. When Biden took 50 acres of Texas border property to illegally process up to 5,000 illegal immigrants a day, I directed the Texas National Guard to take back our land and wire it shut. Now, there's no longer 5,000 people crossing the border like there was under Joe Biden. Now that the National Guard wired that shut, on average, there is one illegal immigrant crossing the border at that location a day. When Joe Biden and Kamala Harris refused to even come to Texas and to see the border crisis that they created, I took the border to them. I began busing illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C. And we have continued busing migrants to sanctuary cities across the entire country. And those buses will continue to roll until we finally secure our border.
All right. Boy, I'm going to tell you. He's telling it the way it is, isn't it? John, up there by you, you have that area up there. I wanted to call it an island, but it's not, where the drug cartels have moved in and the gangs have moved in. Remember, we did a program about that. It's not that very far from where you live. Remind us about that.
Yeah, it's called Colonial Ridge. And it's got, I think, Pastor Ernie, there's so many numbers thrown around, but I think there's about 50,000 now there, and the overwhelming amount are illegal aliens. It's a slum area. It looks like you took like a slum in Mexico and put it in here in the United States. So this is all part of Texas being overrun by the illegal aliens.
Well, 888-281-1110. We have approximately 25 minutes left. No, 35 minutes left in tonight. 35 minutes left, folks, and we're not even close to our goal. Please help us stay on the station that you're listening to us on. We want to stay there. 888-677-9673. John, do you think that there has ever been a time when this radio program is more important than with what's coming up here in the next couple of months? Because we know that the opposition, the deep state, they're getting desperate, aren't they?
Well, they are, Pastor Ernie. And how long have we been warning that the deep state was going to attempt this on Trump? We warned they're going to do it. There's no doubt about it. And sure enough, I remember it was like on Friday. Last Friday, we were talking about it. And the next thing you know, Saturday, it happened. What? You can predict it, Pastor Ernie. You can predict what these people are going to do.
This Kimberly Cheadle, the one who is Jill Biden's good friend, that's how she got the job, going from Pepsi over to Secret Service. Well, I'm going to tell you, remember Pepsi? They were the ones where, no, it was Coke.
Coke.
Yeah, it was Coke. That's right. You had to, they wanted you to be less white, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And, and so.
Right.
This takes Be Sociable, Have a Pepsi to a whole new level.
Yeah. And so there you go. So I quit drinking Coke, and I've been getting whiter and whiter all the time, yeah. But anyhow, this woman here, she refuses to step down, and she's got this smug attitude. Like, what are you going to do about it? Who can prosecute me? And it's like she's saying, look, you can't take me down. I can take everybody with me. Mayorkas is her direct boss. This guy has lied before Congress under oath time and time and time again. Has he lied under oath with a smirk on his face, hasn't he?
Yes, Pastor Ernie. He knows. He has to sit there and in his mind be tortured for a couple hours, get beat up by some congressman, and then he leaves. And he goes about destroying the country with the open borders. And then he comes back like a month later, and this routine has been going on for quite a while now, Pastor Ernie, that it's like a waste of time to say anything to him because he lies and lies and lies as much as he needs to, and nothing happens to him. What now, Pastor Ernie, what happened to Navarro when he refused to cooperate with that rigged House hearing? They put him in jail, right?
Yeah.
So when they prove all these lies, have they referred him to be tried and convicted of lying under oath to the House? No. And he must have a list of hundreds of lies they've caught him in. Hundreds.
Yeah. Well, the same.
The Democrats walk away from it. So he goes there, he gets roughed up, they say things about him, and then he just shrugs his shoulders and goes about it till the next hearing. He comes in, he lies more, and it's like this has been going on now for what? For 3 years, 4 years.
Okay, but now, look, do you think, would anyone with an IQ of 40 or more, would they know, could anyone not understand that this was an attempt to assassination, they were in collusion, that when the people who were in charge to take out the opposition, the shooter, when they were told to stand down, when they were pointing a rifle, when this guy was pointing a rifle at President Trump, is there any way in the world that you could say that was anything but an assassination attempt?
Oh, absolutely, Pastor. Absolutely.
All right, hang tight. We'll be back right after this. End is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, He did it His way. Regrets, He's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I, He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, He did it His way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true, there was never anything that He couldn't do. My faith in Him never was any doubt. What He said, He carried out. All in all, as I recall, He did it His way. He lived, He suffered and died, but He arose in power and glory. In Him I now abide, for history is just His story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, no, not me. He did it His way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, He can heal. And in His word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it His way. A broken heart, He can heal. And in His word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it His way. Boy, that covers a lot, John. Starting with creation, huh? He did it His way. Starting with creation, and then the cross, salvation. Wow, God did it His way, didn't He?
Amen. Amen. That's why He's God, Pastor Ernie.
Amen.
Man wants to undo what God did. Man doesn't like male and female, right, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
How many genders are they up to now?
I'm not quite sure.
I heard was 72 genders.
Yeah.
And they don't like marriage between a man and a woman, do they, Pastor Ernie? So whatever God created, modern man, it's an abomination to him.
It's just unbelievable out there. You don't know. You never know what's up. I mean, gee. You know, you could be out in the forest and afraid to pick up something. It might be a gender, right? Oh, geez. A flower or something or a mushroom, you know. You don't know nowadays.
Pastor Ernie, in my career job there back in the day, I was a federal agent. And I didn't work with Secret Service or for Secret Service, but my job series was the same as the Secret Service. So I was eligible to, like, be drafted, we'll say. I was the agent in charge of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So if the president came to Harrisburg, the Secret Service always needed more manpower. So I would get drafted, and they would, you know, put me in this position, that position. So I got to know how the Secret Service operated. And there's always an advanced team. So there's an advanced team that went to Butler, Pennsylvania, X amount of time before the event. They scoured the whole area there, looking for places, long distance shooting and all. They work with the local police for crowd control and trying to bring it under control. So you just couldn't walk into the event. You had to come through like certain gates and all. I mean, this is all planned out. So the fact that a sniper could get 140 yards with a clear shot.
140 feet, I think it was. Yeah.
It's preposterous, Pastor Ernie. And they're always in contact. So, like, when I was there with the Secret Service, let's say I was number eight, in eighth position. You were constantly in contact, like, call in, number one, you know, on post, number two, on post. They would get to me, number eight, you know, on post, always contact. They'd be spotting someone that was unusual. And they would be talking about, keep your eye on such and such a person and this, and not acting right. Always, always. So the idea that you could leave that's why I told you, was preposterous, Pastor Ernie, that a sniper position would be left unguarded 140 yards away with a clear shot at the president is just ludicrous, because beforehand, that was going to be identified as a very, you know, dangerous area, and they were going to have an agent probably at every three stories, that have an agent at every story and one on the roof, but without a doubt.
Absolutely. That was just, what, about over 420 feet, about 420 feet away.
Yeah, it came out to be 140 yards.
Wow. But here, okay. Rose in New York pledges 50. Thank you, Rose. 888, folks. We've got 20 minutes. 20 minutes left tonight. We got to help. We need to hear from you. We really need to hear from you tonight. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Look, John, you have people that were watching a man carrying, look, a man's carrying a ladder and a rifle. So if you're looking at a guy and he's carrying a rifle and a ladder, what does that tell you? If he's got a ladder and a rifle, it means he's going to use the ladder to do what?
To get to a high position.
And then what's he going to use the rifle for?
Oh, shooting crows.
Here you go. So everybody saw this, right? They're telling the police. They're telling the police there. You don't think that they're in contact. Well, here. So this guy climbs upon the roof. A cop decides to go up there, and he gets up there, and he's trying to pull himself up, and the shooter turns around, points the gun at him. The cop lets loose and falls down. And so now here's the snipers that were supposed to be there to protect President Trump. They've got the guy in their sights. And they're telling, we've got him in the sights. He's up, and he's pointing a gun, and they're told to stand down, right? And so they waited and waited to get the permission to shoot. What does that tell you, John? What does that tell you?
Well, it tells you that the Secret Service was in on the assassination. How could it not be?
Well, now they're claiming that the snipers were not Secret Service. They were local police. I don't believe it.
What happened, Pastor Ernie? I don't know. But if they were local police, which doesn't sound right to me, unless there was, for some reason, a real manpower shortage, what they do is there'd be someone from the Secret Service that they would call. You know, when I say call, over the communication system, and he would describe it. You know, a male on the roof with a gun identified as an AR-15, pointing downrange towards the president, permission to shoot. And apparently, from what I'm hearing, the Secret Service refused to give permission to shoot.
Well, once the sniper shot at the president, then they shot back. But they waited for him to shoot the president. So that tells me...
That defeats the Secret Service. Secret Service is to protect the president from being killed.
That's what I thought. Okay. That was my opinion. Here, Tyrone in San Diego pledges $50. Thank you, Tyrone. Thank you. So now, Tuesday, there's the hearing, and Kimberly Cheadle, who refuses to step down with a smirk, and Mariakas, and I believe Mary Garland, are going to be called before Congress. And they're going to lie. But this time, this is very serious. This is an assassination attempt. And I believe that these people were the chief. It's obvious to me, whoever it was that told the snipers to stand down is a part of this. They're guilty, right?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. I would say that, the local district attorney has a real case. Now, forget about the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, because he's a Democrat partisan here. But if the Butler is a decent Butler County, I think the people have a good case against the Secret Service for allowing that man. That man was shot. He was protecting his wife and children, and the sniper bullet ended up getting him in the head and killing him, and two others seriously wounded. I mean, they allowed this man to shoot. They allowed him to do it.
Absolutely. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't know how you could view that as anything other than being a part of the conspiracy.
It's not real, Bester. It's real, but it's not real. Do I expect them to do something like this? Yes, but when they do it, and so obvious and so open, it's like not real. You follow what I'm saying? It's hard for me to register in my mind that they allowed an assassination attempt on the president, the president of the United States and running for office now, as blatant as they did.
Well, you know, it would be like, you know, that, hey, look, this fellow was a throwaway. This fellow was what they call a remote. And you know that they train up people like this all the time for their special assassinations, throwaways, Manchurian candidate type person. You know that. And so, but then they are so careless. I mean, it's just like they feel the American people are so stupid. They really insult our intelligence, don't they?
But what can we do, Pastor Ernie?
Well,
what can we do? Garland isn't going to do anything. The FBI isn't going to do anything. You know, all federal law enforcement is not going to do anything. So that's why they were like sloppy, you want to say, or whatever. because no matter what they did, they were going to get away with it. I mean, that's the media. The media is going to, they hate Trump. They loathe him. So they'll be easy to manipulate by like the FBI. So they've got it all right at this point, Pastor Ernie. They've got it all.
Well, not quite. We don't have to recognize, first of all, we do not. In fact, the Bible tells us we're not to recognize any legitimacy for the corrupt. It said, you know, to give honor or legitimacy to the dishonorable, the corrupt, is a sin, okay? So then we don't recognize any legitimacy in the Biden. First of all, he's a usurper. You realize he was not a duly elected president. He was placed in there. It was cheated. They stole the votes. We know that. I mean, we had tons and tons, stacks of evidence on that. Two, we've seen what has happened now. Over the years, John, you know, and I've known, we've had FBI agents that were good people, patriotic people. They would hold their head up, and I knew some of those, and they did a great job. But now the FBI's gone bad. But I still feel that, feel a lot of your field agents are still good American people. But the leadership up there with Chris Wray is rotten to the core, is it not?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and the Justice Department is just as rotten.
I think it may even be worse. With Merrick Garland, I mean, this guy, remember, he was involved in an Oklahoma bombing thing. This guy, he is tainted from word go, isn't he?
Yeah, and he was appointed as to be a Supreme Court justice.
Well, that's why he swore vengeance against Trump, because Trump wouldn't let him, didn't want him. And so, anyhow, how much time do I have? Okay, John, you got 6 minutes to tell the folks how they can get to heaven. Meanwhile, folks, you've got 6 minutes. Well, you've got to midnight to help us stay on the air so we can continue. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We really, really need to hear from you. Okay. If we've never let you down in 50 years, help us now when we need you. So, all right, Martha in Massachusetts pledges 60. Thank you, Martha. Dale in Michigan pledges 50. Thank you, Dale. Somebody in Ohio pledges 300. Thank you, Ohio. Go ahead, John, and give an invitation.
Okay. Tonight, we were talking about really political corruption here on the highest order, unimaginable corruption. The Bible says the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. That's 1 John 2:17. And then it also in 1 John, it ends that the whole world lieth in the wicked one. And we can see that now, this corruption. Now, what can help and prevent it is a move of God through the power of Jesus Christ. That's where the church comes in. If we don't do anything, evil wins. We must stand, like Pastor Ernie is talking about, week after week here for years. The church has a requirement to stand against evil because it lies on the wicked one, and through the power of Jesus Christ, we can do incredible things. So I'm saying that so you could see there's evil. There's real evil at work. And the Bible tells us how to get to heaven. I love that section of scripture. It's in it's in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9. And it says the people there are multitudes of people in heaven, uncountable number. And it says that they're singing to the Lord Jesus. And it says, you were slain. He died on the cross and has redeemed us to God by thy blood. There is the blood covenant he made with us when he shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin. And it tells us the people in heaven now are singing this. And from every kindred that's tried, language, people, and nation. So in heaven, they're telling us that they came from all areas, all over, different nations. Peoples means cultures, male, female, the different colors, black, white, yellow people, and every language. So it's inclusive, folks. Heaven is open to everyone. But it's the only way to appropriate that is by repentance and the confession of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that he paid the penalty for sin. The Bible says the wages, the penalty, the price for sin is death, that separation from God in eternity. In a place called, technically, it's not hell. It's the lake. It's the lake of fire. That's the real term for it. And that, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God has provided everything. The people in heaven have told us how they got there by the death and Jesus by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, and him paying the penalty for our sin. They're singing it in heaven.
Amen.
No guessing on this. And then the gospel here is Jesus died for our sin and he rose again the third day from the dead. He bodily rose from the dead. And it's open to any of the listeners. Any are eligible. All you need to do is repent. When Christ was ascending into heaven, one of the last things he said,
"One minute,
repentance." Okay, repentance and remission of sin be preached in my name throughout all the world, beginning in Jerusalem. So you repent of sin, you're sorry for it, you turn from it, you confess that you believe Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed his blood, paid the penalty for your sin, and that you believe he bodily rose from the dead in power. And that same power can be in your life. And God said he will accept you into his heaven.
Amen for that. Praise that God will always honor your commitment, won't he? He's the only one that you can always trust. Well, we're out of time for tonight. Thanks for being here. And so, as we always say, God bless.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And always, 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 always. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.